You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Well, I can't believe I've been talking to y'all all day and I forgot to mention this. But, you know, that old Powerball for Saturday's drawing was over $400 million, I think. So Saturday morning or Saturday around noon when we were going over to little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael's house to go out on the boat, we stopped at a QT so I could run in and get a bag of ice. And while I was there, I got two Powerball tickets. And I was mocked when I got back to the car. And, hey, oh, yeah, we're really going to win that. You just wasted your money. So I said, well, you're going to be saying that when I hit. These are some good numbers. I could tell. I was looking at them. I was like, these are good numbers. And then so the lottery announcement came. The Powerball numbers were announced. I didn't see it. We didn't look them up Saturday night. And then yesterday we were out running errands and we came back in. I said, look, here are those lottery tickets. You need to check. She goes, I already looked. Nobody won. I said, well, nobody won the huge money, but we could have won something.
Yeah.
And so she was laughing and whatever at me. And then I woke up this morning and there was a lottery ticket there. And I hit on the lottery, on the Powerball. She said, this ticket won $7.
Oh.
See?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you won money.
I'm a lottery winner, yes.
You are a lottery winner.
Wow.
I need to go on that that show where the gay guy with all the tattoos goes around and helps you buy your dream home with your lottery winnings.
Yeah.
I'm calling him.
TJ is, so I know a lottery winner.
Exactly. I hit the lottery.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you're just now telling us.
Right. And she should never doubt me again about anything. When I say I'm going to do something, I do it.
You do it.
You do it.
I don't even know how many you have to match to win $7, but
that's what you did.
Well, you said you felt it. You had good numbers. So I say continue on the rolls. Take that seven.
I'm going to play those numbers every time.
Yeah.
Because those are obviously good ones.
Oh, yeah.
At least two of them are, I bet. So
why buy two Powerball tickets? I mean, what was why was one not good enough or why not five?
Double my chances.
Double your chances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Jody's one of those buy one lottery ticket. And she says, because if it was meant for us to win, we'd win on just one. No. Like the more you buy, doesn't increase your chances that much, but still it increases it more.
Yeah.
Per ticket. That you
Every
buy.
Little bit helps.
I guess she's saying if the Lord meant for us to win, we'd win.
And that's true. But
I kind of agree with that strategy though. That's my exact way of thinking. I'll buy one. And if I'm going to win, it's going to be on one. And I'd also be curious if the people that have actually won the big Powerball, were they buying 100 tickets or did they have one?
I think most of the time, they buy more than one, but I think they said that the odds seem to be greater if you pick your own number. More people win by picking their own numbers rather than the quick pick. But I don't see how that's possible because the balls come out randomly when they're doing the drawing. So they can't be connected in any way.
Unless they just get a feeling of,
I guess. Now, does this mean that I'm never going to win the big lottery because I already won my share?
I don't think so. I think you have the power.
Okay.
Are you going to split that winning with your friends? We each get a $1.50.
It works right now.
Yeah.
I won the lottery. I'm not coming back to work.
I'm out. You better call that night job of yours.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I'll tell them first.
Yeah.
This is a dumb question. Do you have to pay taxes on a lottery winning that small?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Is it a certain threshold you have to hit or?
Yeah, I think it's like over $500. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Something like that.
Hmm.
But
think about if you had to pay taxes on $7.
Come back with like $3.27.
Can't even buy gum.
You lost money.
Yeah. But anyway, I just thought, yeah, I would like to be able to tell people that you know a lottery winner.
I mean, I'm going to say it all day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not one of your top accolades. If I'm describing you to somebody else, I would go with more, you know, one of the most influential broadcasters of the last, you know, quarter century.
Okay. But if it was the big lottery, you'd start with that.
Yeah, then I would maybe. But technically, I am a Powerball winner. So.
That's true.
I mean, depends on how you phrase it.
Yeah.
And where you put the emphasis.
True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does the Powerball winner get like brought into nicer friend groups after they win the Powerball?
I guess it depends on how they want to act. Because yeah. I had a story Friday about a guy who just won $160 something million. Mm-hmm. And he was in prison and he had just gotten out of prison. And then he got in a big fight somewhere because somebody told him he was bragging about winning the lottery and somebody didn't believe him. So he ends up in a fight, gets thrown right back in jail. So now he's in prison again. And he's got $160 something million. So I don't think that you just automatically get accepted into a higher brow group of friends.
Yeah.
Good point. That's the craziest story I've ever heard, though. That
same.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, okay. What are you doing?
They should take your money back. I mean, you're too stupid to be able to handle $160 million.
I think so too.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see if I can find it.
You're in prison. You win the lottery while you're in prison, $160 million. You get out and then you immediately get into a fight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're taking the money back.
Yeah. You're an idiot.
Let's see. Dumbass.
I know it's right here somewhere. I've got it. Because
I've never heard anything like that.
Okay, here it is. Ex-con hit the Powerball for $167 million and got arrested the next day. He allegedly punched a guy who said he was lying about being a millionaire. And then there's chess cam footage of the arrest. Okay. So he gets in a fight. Now remember, he gets in a fight with this guy in the bar because he's running around. I'm a millionaire. And then the guy says, that's bullshit. You're lying, whatever. So then, and the Powerball guy is like, he's in his 50s and he's just covered in like spider web kind of tattoos. He's just completely covered in them. Just got out of prison. And so he starts fight with this guy. And when the cops get there and they're trying to break it up, the cop is separating them. And then this guy decides that he's going to go in for one more kick and ends up kicking the cop. So he was in the place wearing nothing but shorts. He didn't even have on a shirt or shoes. And that's how we know that he was all tatted up. And then goes right back to jail and he's got obviously he's got a long, rap sheet. He had spent so many, years in prison.
Yeah.
Well, he's 40. No, the other guy was 48. This guy was in his 50s. Mm-hmm. He's 50. So now he's got all these millions that he's won, but he's going to be in prison.
Yeah, assault on a police officer, that's a felony, I'm sure of it. So he's facing like more felony stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you got to figure he's on probation because he just got out 2 days before.
It just goes to show that money cannot buy class.
to say the least. Yeah, he's probably not even supposed to be in a bar. If he's on probation, he probably shouldn't be drinking.
And you're not wearing shoes.
He's got no shoes on, no shirt on. I mean, this guy, oh my gosh.
Like, take... $100 and go buy you some shoes. I mean, what are we doing here?
I mean, God gave you, blessed you with this unbelievable thing, and you have just like squandered it.
Wait. Okay. I'm looking at some pictures of him. It looks like during the fight that he's not wearing shoes, but it does say he started out with shorts and sneakers.
He started out with shoes on. We swear.
Mm-hmm.
You get in bar fights in your 50s. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
He's probably figuring, hey, man, I just won $167 million and I'm not going to go have a drink and celebrate. The hell I'm not.
Yeah. I'm invincible. Mm-hmm.
Everything's going my way. Yeah. Yes. Finally.
What an idiot.
But then why is the other guy's, none of the other guy's business? Why is he starting something with him and saying, you're lying. Don't be saying you're not a millionaire. I mean, just let, even if he's not, just let the guy say what he's saying. He's not bothering you.
Yeah. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. But and
if you're his wife or something and he's got to be the one to collect that money and now he's going back to prison, mm-hmm. she's got to be livid as well.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I wonder what they're going to do. I guess if he gets out on bail, which I wouldn't think, I think he'd be remanded until his trial. Cause he's already been in prison for violent offenses and all that. And then assault on a cop, bar fighting. I'm guessing that they wouldn't just let him out on bail willy nilly.
Yeah. He can't be trusted in society.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And that's exactly what they're going to say. We let you out yesterday and you're already back here. They're going to be pissed.
Uh-huh.
You even had lots of money. Like, it's not like you were.
He may not be married, so there may not be anybody that could take that money for him.
Yeah. Is he a white guy, black guy, white. Hispanic? He's a white guy?
Yeah.
Wow. Where at? And what?
Let's see.
Florida.
This happened in Florida, yeah.
How did I know?
He's from Kentucky. The other guy's from Idaho. On vacation.
Oh, he was on vacation. Gets a little bar fight on vacation. Love that.
Nothing better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, nothing good has come from Idaho. I'll say that. It used to be all Florida. Now it's creeping to Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But we have a story of a guy who was committing one crime. The police actually saw him committing his crime outside of a Wawa, and then come to find out they think they're tying him to being a serial shooter.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I don't think a serial killer, but a serial shooter trying to be a serial killer, but it's just a bad shot. So,
which is kind of worse.
We'll discuss that next.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Okay. This is in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Or if you are some of my southern brethren and sistren, it would be Delaware County, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And a lot of Southerners leave the L out of the middle of the word Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So there's a man in custody after allegedly being caught in the middle of a lewd act on himself. A self-inflicted lewd act, if you can follow the drift there. He was basically loving himself violently in front of a Wawa.
Oh,
just, I mean, going to town. And a Wawa is a big convenience store kind of place. I picture it being like a Bucky's, same type of place. I've never seen one or been in one because they're not prevalent in the South.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so they, They say that Ryan Campbell, 44, of Brookhaven, was arrested for indecent exposure. And investigators say an officer patrolling the near the Wawa saw a car parked strangely at around 4 a.m. Saturday. He approached the car, saw the driver was leaned back, and he was doing it to himself in the car. The officer also noticed there was a revolver in the passenger seat.
Uh-oh.
An affidavit says it was a silver handgun, 22 caliber rounds, and spent shell casings lying on the passenger seat. So that means he's been shooting the gun, and looks like he's been shooting the gun in the car. So they arrested the guy for open lewdness. They took the gun, took the car, and the officer contacted the Tennessee police that he was aware of an incident where a house was shot and a couple of cars were shot up. And then the investigators say the shooting spree happened earlier that same morning in the neighborhood of this township. Is it scary, especially with the little kids? They're always here. What if it happened during the day? Who says, this guy says his son woke up to this bullet hole in the side of his fiance's car. So the guy, what they're saying is that he went out that morning and shot up cars and stuff in the neighborhood from his car, like drive-by shooting, and then I guess was so cranked up by that he had to go to the Wawa and go to town on himself.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Riggins, throw that picture up of him. I would have never thought that by looking at this. If I saw this guy, I would think he was just on the up and up all the time. I would have never thought anything would be amiss about him. He's a handsome man. Looks like he's got his stuff together. This is a mugshot. Now, I wouldn't necessarily look at him and say, okay, well, he is a drive-by shooter.
Right.
But I would look at him and say, I bet you that guy would masturbate in a parking lot.
Totally. Totally. Look at that sad face. He's so sad.
He is so sad. He never got to finish.
Which one do you think he should get more time in jail for? Just shooting cars, not hurting anybody, or doing that in the parking lot of the Wawa?
Well, I mean, he could have killed the one
saw him in the Wawa doing that.
Because what?
Because the cop is the only one that saw him doing that in the Wawa.
I gotcha. Yeah.
There are no kids or innocent people around there watching him do that.
Yeah.
I think the gun is more severe because like Lindsay said, he could have really hurt somebody.
Yeah.
But that's disgusting as well. I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And yeah, he definitely looks like someone that would do the act.
But why does he not go home? Why there? I always wonder that when they catch these guys doing that in public and all that. Why? What came over you to where you just had to do it right then? You couldn't stop yourself.
And 9 times out of 10, it's at a convenience store. So what are you seeing?
But nobody loves a convenience store more than I do, Lindsay. And I've never, come out of one and go, oh, wow, that experience just has me so high.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I never get turned on by being in a convenience store.
I've seen you're happy in a convenience store, and yeah, it's not even close. Like, I don't know what, it's obviously a mental disorder, but it's like, what is it, the Slim Jims? I mean, because I know they excite me, but not to that extent.
But the type of happy that I get in a convenience store is, along the lines of a Hansel and Gretel happy.
Right.
When the whole house is made of candy and stuff.
Right.
It's treats. It's exciting. It's fun. It's childlike. Thrilling. But what? You never popped an election there?
No.
Me neither.
No. And it's dirty 9 times out of 10. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Who even likes going into the bathroom at a convenience store? Nobody. So I don't know what's appealing.
Yeah, I don't go to dirty ones. I don't know where you're slumming it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. There are dirty ones.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. But listen, look at him. He doesn't care.
No. That hair hasn't seen shampoo in a month.
It is so slick.
Come on, dude.
God, not even dry shampoo at that.
Mm-mm. No.
He's getting no checks. You could just tell, like, he's just one of those guys. He's like getting no checks. So he's pissed off at the world. Mm-hmm. He's going to go around shooting, you know, trying to get his anger out and then wrap it up with a, you know,
yeah. He's definitely of no fixed abode.
No.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Wow.
Poor guy. Well, no, not poor guy, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, they've got him now. So. He's off the streets.
He needs help.
And, God. And out of the Wawa. Out of the Wawa.
Yeah. And I mean, he's in Amish country too. I mean, he's lucky he didn't get, you know, spotted by some of those Amish dudes. They don't play around. I think they would have probably, you know, mm-hmm. quartered and drawn him or whatever they do.
Yeah.
What do they do? What does that even mean?
I don't know. Like drag you by horses or something, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
I just
don't
assume
you. I don't know.
That's what I picture.
Yeah. But he how deserves would we would now, if you go to jail for both of those things, are you telling people you just are in jail for shooting at like doing drive-by shootings? Do you throw that other one in there and say, I'm also because of a lewd act at the Wawa?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm not telling the other prisoners about that.
Yeah, keep
he's
that to
too
myself.
Stupid. He's going to tell everybody.
Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah, that's not something you want to brag about.
And the cop's like, I saw him. I saw him.
That's the craziest part, that the cop just like rolls up and the guy doesn't stop. Like, I don't even know. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe he was, maybe he had eaten a bunch of gummies or something.
Yeah, maybe.
He was out of his head.
Yeah.
So odd that a man that handsome would have to resort to doing that. Maybe the overnight checkout lady turned him down, and he was like, "Oh, let's do it in the parking lot."
Yeah.
Oop, wrong one.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grayson Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grayson Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.